Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Big wins for the far right in the European Union. Major gains in parliamentary seats. In fact, so many that French President Emmanuel Macron has called for snap legislative elections in his country. Marine Le Pen's far-right National Party defeating Macron's party at the polls. A difference in civilian casualty numbers coming out of the weekend hostage rescue in Gaza. Here's ABC's Allison Kosick.
Israel is defending its hostage rescue mission in Gaza Saturday. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry claims at least 274 Palestinians were killed in that raid, including dozens of children. Israel insists there were fewer than 100 civilians killed and blames Hamas for using civilians as shields.
Former President Donald Trump will meet virtually this morning with his probation officer. Over the weekend, he held his first campaign rally since being convicted of 34 felonies related to hush money payments made to an adult film star. This is ABC News. In Austin, Texas, some residents under a boil water notice. This after a huge water main break on Friday, shooting water into the air, taking hours to fix. Officials say a contractor working nearby caused the break, creating a sinkhole. A driver named Ruben says another car ran him right into it.
He came to cut me off. He was going to hit me, so I had to get back to the right. And all of a sudden, I go into the sinkhole and opening cratered as I was passing through.
The leak got fixed by Saturday. The boil water notice still in effect. Mayhem at a weekend rodeo in Sisters, Oregon, about 100 miles east of Eugene. A bull jumping a fence and running through the crowd.
Where'd he go?
John Ward capturing the chaos in his phone. The bull injuring three people, including a sheriff's deputy, before it was caught. Martha's Vineyard's running out of pot. One of two marijuana dispensaries cleaned out, and the Massachusetts island will be totally out of weed by September. More than 230 registered medical users there. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking for audits of Milwaukee public schools. That's in addition to the financial audit already underway. This comes after Milwaukee schools failed to turn in financial reports due last September. Now, the state is withholding more than $16 million in aid. Evers' proposed audits would look into the functionality and effectiveness of Milwaukee's public schools. The scandal at Waupun Prison is renewing talks of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too old to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, it's very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get trounced by the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Tigers in Detroit 10-2. Milwaukee giving up 8 runs in the 5th inning. Manager Pat Murphy on pitcher Bryce Wilson's performance.
I think for inning 2, 3, 4, he was great. Had his cutter and his sinker, first inning and the other inning, you can't walk. If you're Bryce, you can't walk people. That's not his ticket to being an effective starter. So, but it is what it is. you know, credit to the Tigers.
The crew opens a home series tonight against the Blue Jays. IndyCar racing in Wisconsin over the weekend at Road America. The winner in Sunday's Grand Prix, Will Power of Australia, second place to Joseph Newgarden, who won the Indy 500. Golf, Ernie Els beat Steve Stricker in sudden death at the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting 12 under par.
What can I say? You guys run a hell of a golf tournament on a great golf course.
As golfer Ernie Els with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 74 with scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into early Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's week two of Joe Biden's top 100. We've covered the economy. Next up, education. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Monday to ya. Beautiful Monday morning out there, isn't it? A little chilly, a little nippy. 50 degrees in Oshkosh, 48 in Appleton, 46 in Green Bay. Winds from the north, northwest at 5 to 7.
I'll check that.
Go ahead and check that. Todd just says, you're right.
I just looked it up. It
really?
Says from the north at 7 miles an hour.
All right. I don't know. Okay. I'm impressed. I gotta say, you just look out the window and.
That's when I walk in here. I walk down the street and I see the flags. Check out all the flags. That's where I go on.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have when you're a nautical guy.
Right. Get your 40 steps in, and here you are.
Yeah,
great.
What we got going on today? June 10th, ballpoint pen day. Okay. Never lived without the ballpoint pen. I'm not that old.
Well,
being honest with you,
they got their own day.
Egg roll day.
Take them or leave them. No, take them. Are you kidding me?
Oh my goodness! Really?
Jeez, come on. That's
a meal in itself.
It is.
Their
businesses. There was a business just called egg rolls. Period. I mean, they didn't. You know
what's actually in an egg roll?
Well, I think you can put in what you want. What's the main stuff that like white?
Is it rice?
No, it's not
so,
rice.
So there's rice noodles.
Yeah, rice noodles.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Usually some sort, maybe some pork or chicken,
right.
But you can also do veggie.
Okay.
Onion, carrot.
Yeah.
And some cabbage.
Okay.
I went to a...
take or leave.
I went...
Got to be honest.
I saw something, a flyer, this is years ago, but some lady, you know, learned how to make egg rolls. He just went to her apartment and there was like, I don't know, four couples. There's like eight of us. And she just showed us how to make them with you put the egg... Was that called egg wash? To paint it?
Yep.
And it was great. We all learned how to make egg rolls, and she had all the ingredients out
there. When was this?
Oh, this was a long time ago.
Oh, I was going to say, if that was recently, why didn't you call me?
Not a big fan, but if it's free food.
But if it's free.
Yeah.
No, I think we had to pay to take the class. I don't remember. It was like, whatever, John. It was like, I don't know, 10 right. bucks, which would be, you know, something we'd have to negotiate. But anyway, that was just... They're great, but deep fry.
I think you either really like them or you're like I am with them. It's like, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to eat them, but it's not like I'd go out of my way to go to a store that has, or a restaurant that has egg rolls. Ooh, they got egg rolls today.
I think if you go to like a Saturday farmer's market or something and they've got the food trucks.
They make them right there.
It's probably the busiest
And I'll
spot.
Bet that's really good. You're coming right out of the,
do
they still use woks?
Something like that.
We had a wok one time.
At one point,
that was like big in the 80s.
Yep.
Woks. Weren't they though?
Yeah. Then,
what was the other fondues?
Fondues are awesome.
How many garage shows have you been at where you got a fondue set for sale or a wok?
And it's avocado green.
Absolutely.
And that orange.
Orange. Yeah. I was going to say orange. Yeah. I can visualize it right now as being orange. One I had was orange.
Those, We grew up with those. Those are awesome. And then they had the end of the fork. Yes. Your little color on. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Those were fun. That's a great conversation meal.
But how often did you use it?
Pretty often.
Did you really? Okay. That was one of those things where, like, young couples or something, oh, let's have the so-and-so's over and we'll, you know.
And you just put really just beef on the end. That's what we did.
It's, yeah. Or yeah. What was the old joke, walk the dog?
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was.
That was such a controversial joke at the time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that I used to love. I don't like going to garage sales. Okay, I'm going to sound something here. I don't mean it, but I'm just being honest.
Uh-huh.
I don't like going to garage sale if I feel like the people are going to know who I am.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't like having a garage sale because I don't want people creeping on me.
You know what I mean? I just want to be, if I go to a garage sale, I want to be so anonymous, completely anonymous. And I'm not trying to say, oh, I'm, but just you get wrecked. And I don't like that.
No, I hear you, Johnny. And I told you this, you know, earlier. So I'm getting my house ready because they're coming over to take pictures for the NFL draft. Well, one thing they want you to do is they don't want a lot of stuff in your house. And, you know, I was going through the kids' stuff, the bedrooms, and I was calling them and you want this, that? No, Dad. No, I don't want that. I don't want any of that stuff. So some of it was nice, but you know, instead of a garage sale, just Goodwill.
Yeah.
You know, or putting it on Facebook. I just don't want people coming over to my house.
No, I don't like hosting garage. You know, another thing I hated when I was in real estate, when I was selling my house, hosted my own open house.
Ooh.
I would never recommend a realtor to do that.
Yeah. Oof.
Never.
Because you hear stuff about your house
absolutely.
You don't want to hear about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's weird having people in your house, like people upstairs in my house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And kind of maybe saying not great things. I don't mind people coming over. They say, oh, it's a nice house, like the molding. Like, but if they.
But everybody's going to be critical about something. Everybody's critical about something.
I'd be like, out.
Yeah. It's Black Cow Day. Is that the big candy bar things?
That is the drink. Not now, what's in a Black Cow?
It's like a Black Russian.
It's milk.
I don't think that's alcohol, is it?
Oh, sure it is. You think Todd would have it up here if it wasn't?
So apparently a Black Cloud. Yeah, I would. 10 ounces of root beer, 2 scoops of vanilla ice cream, a tablespoon of chocolate syrup, and maraschino cherry.
Holy cow.
There's no alcohol in there.
Well,
it could be.
He left out the bourbon.
Or the vodka, right? Wouldn't you put vodka in that?
I've never had that, but that sounds like if somebody was needed to gain weight.
Yes, there you go.
That would be like the most perfect thing ever.
Yeah, chocolate.
To gain weight with. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, no.
I can honestly say I've never had a Black Cow. Where could you even buy one? Do you guys ever have a graveyard at the movie theater?
A what?
A graveyard?
No.
Where they'd mix all the three. They'd mix orange, root beer and Coke together.
Never.
Ever had a graveyard?
No.
Oh, never. Everybody's had a graveyard.
Okay.
You never had a graveyard at the theater when you were a kid?
Not only have I never had one, I never heard of it. That must be a UP Ghani thing or whatever, from wherever you're from. Yeah. No. Do you ever hear of it, Todd?
I've never heard of it.
Okay, so
I've seen people, like, when you go to the self-serve soda thing, grab a couple of different, but never heard of it.
Have you ever seen anybody? Remember they'd always have the big orange thing, though, the orange at the thing, right?
At the movie theater?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And didn't that always look really, really good, but nobody ever bought it? Do you ever buying the orange? So that was Coke or root beer. You guys have never heard of a graveyard, though?
No.
I thought that was universal. Anybody out there ever hear of the graveyard?
Let me know.
Is that the Yanni thing?
I think it is.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Iced tea day. Take it or leave it.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Sweet.
It's got to be sweet. Yeah. I don't like the taste of tea itself.
No.
You know what I've got in my cupboard that I've had since the first day I've moved in there? A box of green tea. I'm still trying to find a way how to do it.
Yeah. No. But iced tea, that's not green tea.
I like Lipton iced tea and stuff like that. Yeah.
So the city band concerts start. They're on Wednesday nights. And, you know, our house is right there. So people step over. And I always have one of those big containers of iced tea and popcorn. So people can just stop by.
Yeah, that's nice.
You can come by. Well, no. Well,
even during the non-election years? There's a drink called a graveyard. This is unbelievable. Triple sec, rum, vodka, gin, tequila, bourbon, scotch, and beer?
No, I don't think so. That would put you in a
graveyard. Almost be like, what's it called? Guap, they used to call it or whatever?
Wapatuli.
Wapatuli? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
A good name for it.
Little League Baseball Week. Very cool. Happy birthday to one of our favorite comedians.
Oh, man.
And we were just, you see us laughing back here before the show started. I was showing them the Bill Burr Saturday Night Live, man. Sad Adams Pumpkin Spice.
That.
I love that.
He is funny. That guy, when back in the day, when I was married, I'd very stressed out at times, and I would just come home and just kind of sit in outside and just listen to him. He's funny.
He's funny.
And he likes Milwaukee. He's, you know, talks about Wisconsin and just makes fun of everything. But that guy, you know, I'd followed him when he had his first kid, his second kid. You know, I just really.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. The podcast?
You know what movie I saw the other night? With, and I didn't realize it was him. Jim Gaffigan.
Oh.
It's in that movie with, it's a Netflix movie with Seinfeld. With Jerry Seinfeld.
Really?
Oh, it's and Melissa the McCarthy. Frost,
the Pop-Tarts thing, right?
Frosted, yeah. Yeah, it's really quirky, but really funny in some ways.
Yeah. Does he play himself?
No, well, he plays like the owner of Post Cereal or Kellogg Cereal. And it's actually pretty funny. Yeah. There's some really funny things about it. But anyway, the thing is, Jim Gaffigan, we always talk about
him. Yeah, I like him too.
And he was like, you know, he's always talking about trying to lose weight.
Yeah,
he goes, always. You know what I get a kick out of? It's like people be like, whoa, go easy on the fruits. Got a lot of sugar, you know. It's like, I want to find the one fat person who says, I really let myself go. I ate a lot of fruit. It's like, really? Does that person exist? Don't make me feel guilty because I want to eat fruit. Elizabeth Hurley's,
wow.
Boy, I'll tell you what she was married to, what's his name? When he got in that little trouble. Remember that? He went on Jay Leno and talked about it. What's his name?
Oh, that,
he's really famous. Yeah, now he's really old looking.
Robert something?
No. Oh, but I mean, she was just gorgeous. She still is.
Still is.
But it's like, what was he doing with that, you know, $20 whatever.
On Hollywood Boulevard.
On Hollywood Boulevard.
Picked up some.
God. Ruined his career, I think, in a lot of ways.
Was that? Wasn't it Downey?
No. Hugh somebody. He was English.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Hugh Grant?
Yes.
Yes, that's who it is.
Hugh Grant. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, he did go try to justify it, which was he should have just shut up.
Just shut up and move on.
He was on Leno and whatever went on. Yeah.
Got a text here. A&W in Ripon sold a lot of black cows back in the day.
Right.
Huh. Boy, that's a lot of stuff to make, though, isn't it? I mean, that almost like being when you had bartenders hated if you order a
no, black cow. He's just talking about the root beer.
The root beer and ice cream.
I know. It still seems like a lot of stuff, though, doesn't it?
I don't know. That last one.
That last one was unbelievable.
That
I didn't know that
killer.
Existed.
I mean, I'd say two of those and your night's over.
I don't know if you'd get to that, through that second one. Wow. Oh, my lordy, lordy, lordy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's
so did you go bike riding this weekend?
No, I had a great, you know, and again, I just wanted, I sent Todd.
I screwed up again. Remember when you talked to me Friday, you said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to pick up a bike. I got the days wrong. It was closed.
Yeah. I called him. I'm like, hey, look, I gotta go.
I was thinking it was Wednesday and Fridays, but I guess it's Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to try to go there today.
Yeah.
I know. I got to get it, man. I'm ready to rock.
No, Friday was great. I sent Todd a note and I should have seen you on it. That was a great birthday. I had three really memorable birthdays. That was definitely one of them. Then we went out that night with some friends.
Cool.
It was great. Yeah, just... Anyway, I got you something, too. I called you Saturday, but you were... Or yesterday. Oh, yes, Saturday I called you. And where were you? You were going. Were you out bike riding, jogging?
Yeah. Both.
At the same time.
I was jogging to my bike.
Donna's like, hang up. I'm like, no, I want to wake him up.
That's another one with the hand... Or Gaffigan thing. He says, you know, I wake up some days and it's raining. It's like... Oh, crap. There's nothing I can do. I guess the kayak doesn't get a workout today. We're going to set a quick break. Get it rocking here on a Monday morning. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
At Fleet Farm, we know every new day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday workwear from Carhartt, Ariat, and Dickies. Everyday lawn and garden from Scotts, Husqvarna, and Miracle-Gro. Everyday tools from DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Craftsman. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
I just got caught taking my root beer barrel out of my mouth and put it on the desk.
I'm just happy I haven't found one of those like underneath or something like that when I'm cleaning
you
up.
You may.
Under the table, yes.
You may. Oh, look at this. Artie and Ed's in Oshkosh has black cows.
Going there.
We're going to Oshkosh tomorrow with Pat. We're going to share a little Tuesday travels.
All right. So tell the listener to, we'll, I don't know
we'll
how to
split
do that.
A black cow. I don't want to eat a whole one.
Well, they have, apparently there's different kinds of cows. They've got black cows and also orange cows. So they've got the orange.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I saw a thing advertised in A&W down here. They've got this orange creamsicle shake this summer. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound good? I do too. I do too.
Orange
love them. So anyway, so you gave me some brats.
I did.
Which were delicious, weren't they?
Yeah.
And they're bigger. They're like almost like footlongs.
And the buns were good. And the bun makes the brat. I mean, people just like, oh, get any kind of buns. You know, you got to get the right ones.
Put it in my microwave. Didn't have any cheese. And I love cheese. I most people don't like brats with cheese or whatever. I still put cheese in my, I put cheese on everything, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't have any regular cheese. What did I smother on the brat that was so good invented something?
No, don't tell me. Is it mayo, John?
Nope.
Is it mayo?
No. Okay, good. Nope. I invented something that is so good I could market this.
Oh, don't. It's with like peanut butter, something
nope.
really weird.
Nope.
No, just wait. What you eat cheap food? What? Tuna?
Nope.
No. Mm-mm. What else do you eat? I don't know, John. What?
Goat cheese.
Okay.
Melted goat cheese on a brat is so good, you cannot believe it. I can run up right now and I can get you one and bring it down for both of you guys.
Todd?
I'm not a big goat cheese guy.
Oh.
I don't like that tartness.
Melted on a brat, that was phenomenal. Has anybody else out there ever tried that? Goat cheese on a brat. I will never look at a brat the same.
Should we call it like a grot?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
We gotta make you some money, John.
I know, right?
Okay.
Yes.
The grot.
The
what,
grot.
The grot. What do you mean a grot? It's a goat What's cheese the, on a brat. What
it's a brot with goat cheese.
I see the guy. Say like, what?
It's like, how do you put goat cheese on a brat? You melt it.
Yeah.
You melt it on. You just layer it on really good. But, it's tremendous.
But when you go to order it, act like it's been around for
a
while. Say, hey, I'll take a grot.
Oh, this is right from Germany.
I mean, come on. You guys see it. What?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
This is right from Germany.
We got to get it where every grot that is sold from this day forward, you get, I don't know.
A percentage, 10, something?
10%
yeah.
would be great.
I like it.
Okay.
But whoever would have thought about that, right? Nobody. But it was the mother of invention or necessity or whatever they call it.
Okay. Necessity is the mother of invention.
I needed some cheese. I had no cheese, and I put that on it. It was phenomenal.
All right. Sauerkraut then?
No, I didn't have any sauerkraut. I'm not a huge sauerkraut guy.
Oh, that's right. You said
I'm
that.
I'm like a semi-sauerkraut guy.
So I went to the Lorelei for dinner on Saturday, and
don't tell them about my idea. They'll go crazy
there.
They
will, because that's obviously German.
They're going to take and run with it.
It was great. I had the Wiener Schnitzel, with that mushroom and gravy on. Have you had that over there?
No.
That was really, really good. So, anyway.
I'll be honest with you, though. That sounds like something Dom and I had in the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
In Prague.
It was good.
Yeah. Now, schnitzel is just anything fried in a batter, basically, right?
I thought that was pork that was breaded.
Does it have to be pork? Fried. Okay.
Wiener Schnitzel. Well, maybe, does Wiener mean pork? Because Wiener Schnitzel is, maybe schnitzel means fried.
According to this, schnitzel can be made with pork, veal, chicken, beef, or turkey.
Okay.
It's extra crunchy fried.
Right.
It's almost like a chicken fried steak.
Kind of.
It is. Yeah. Anyway, and then obviously the cabbage, and it was great.
Gotta have the cabbage, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Can't go without the cabbage.
No.
Was it boiled?
Yeah, it was a little bit sweet sour. It was, anyway, that was a fun.
All right. Nothing against cabbage, but it's just boiled cabbage. It's not my favorite thing.
Just
the smell of it. It smelled like something that you just dug up that was in a swamp.
It was great. And I just, last night I went out with a couple friends.
What were you doing? I was digging in a swamp. And what'd you, I found this stuff. Smell it. That smells like boiled cabbage. Yeah. Does it though? Exactly. What is it? I don't know.
No,
it's a rotted stump or something.
No, it was great. It was great.
Okay. She said you had a nice birthday though, huh?
Oh, I loved it. And, okay. And then last night I went out with some friends and we went to Hegemeister, which they have great food there. I mean, I like the variety of menu. Although we were talking, it's that place where you go in and you got to take your phone and go over
that. Yeah, I never know how to do that.
QR code or whatever.
And, I never know how to use it.
But then it comes up and you can scroll through it. But
I always have to ask her for a written one.
Oh, do they have them?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know they had them.
Oh, yeah. You have to ask them for them, though.
I think they bring over a tablet, though, right?
Yeah, they do.
Like an
electronic. Remember when we were there that last time?
Yeah.
So they don't really bring you a menu.
I think they do. They get paper ones.
I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
She didn't. Sure didn't act like it because they were like, oh, man.
They got papers.
Because I was like, oh, I really got to use my phone. And she's like, yeah, I just. So I did. Anyway, the food was great. Those guys are two firefighters, two from different municipalities. They absolutely love this show. I mean,
two guys?
That I went to dinner with last night.
Oh, okay.
We just, you know, are friends.
Awesome.
With us and they, I was surprised because I haven't seen them in a while. And they're like, look, we listen to you every day. So.
Oh, nice.
Anyway,
well, I appreciate
cool?
what yeah, they do was, as firefighters.
Yeah, so do I. And they're hard workers. And one of them just went from firefighting to EMS. And just, I was like, come on, Dennis, we're eating. You know, but what they respond to.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
And it's out in the sticks.
That would be the worst job for me in the world.
I wouldn't do it.
Worst job in the world for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, got a text here. I always put horseradish on brats. I think that would be okay. I'm a big fan of horseradish.
But then you would have to call that the rot. That
the horot.
No, I think we're just going to go with yours.
Okay.
It's much
but
better.
I would love to try horseradish on a brat. My dad used to make homemade horseradish. And that would stink up the house for days upon days upon days. But it was good. It was really good.
I would... Yeah, that Limburger cheese we talked about, our dads would both have
I hate that. Limburger.
Boy, you could walk in the house and say, gee, dad's home.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, we have the fabulous farm babe who's on right before us in the morning. And she's, they had a segment on Limburger cheese. It's actually growing in popularity with younger people. And what I also didn't know is that there are a lot of like the Velveetas and the American Singles and all that you put on your burgers. It all has some Limburger in it.
Really?
I didn't know that. But
that apparently
gives it some tang or
something. Oh, it's got tang, all right.
Do you like Velveeta?
I've eaten a lot of it when I was growing up. I don't buy it anymore. But that's where all the grilled cheese sandwiches came from, Velveeta back in the day. I mean, nobody would buy that now. I remember what I said, when I was like my first day at Arizona State and the first day in the lunchroom of your dorm, okay? And I'm like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. It's like living in a restaurant. This is here. You can eat whatever you want. This is unbelievable. Everybody like hated dorms, and I like just loved it. I thought this is the greatest thing
buffet,
in the world.
Was it the buffet?
Yeah.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
Right.
And this guy and his like girlfriend that I just met, you know, in the dorm with him, and we're sitting there, and she goes, she says, oh my God. And we all are just, this is Velveeta. Oh my God. And I'm like, is it?
Great. All right.
Can I have that? I got a great time this weekend in Sister Bay for the Goat Festival. Parade of goats to Al Johnson's rooftop.
Man, what? That is so awesome.
I know. I agree.
I mean, whoever came up with that Swedish, to have those goats up there, and it's packed. I mean, you go up there in the summer. Of course, I've never been there in the winter. But
how do they stay up there, though? I mean, they just...
Well, they're on cliffs, man. Those goats, they don't... Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't go off the edge. Of course, there's no grass.
I mean, do they ever fall off or anything? And do you ever see those goats that if you stare at them, they pass out? There's a movie with George Clooney, Men That Stare at Goats. And they would do this to when they would interrogate, like, ISIS-type people. They would say, listen, we have mind power. And they would, like, do this and stare at these goats would just fall down unconscious. It's like
they
had magical powers. Oh, yeah. That was a funny movie. Men Who Stare at Goats. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Mind on the Mary back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Farms across the state of Wisconsin definitely paid attention to the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll find out how many farms applied for a little financial aid to improve their roads and bridges next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Overwhelming. That's the response that Wisconsin farms gave to the Agriculture Road Improvement Program earlier this year when the first round of applications opened. Joel Nilsestuen is the Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
We received 153 eligible ARIP applications. They're really from all corners of the state. And when you add up all those applications, it was $252 million of total project costs. So we've got some hard decisions to make because there's a lot of good projects in there. We're awarding $50 million of projects in this first round. But you know, the good news is we're going right into round two, and in that process we'll be awarding the remaining $100 million of projects.
Joel Nilsestuen, Assistant Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, he says that they expect to announce what projects will receive the initial $50 million in funding by the end of the month. Nilsestuen said they will also roll over all applications received in the first round of requests to the second round of funding. Find out more at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website.
At Compeer Financial, being here for you means something. With your loan, you access far more than financing. Enjoy member benefits like discounts on personal and business expenses, financial education, and special events, plus patronage, essentially reducing the costs of the funds you borrowed. Compeer Financial, here for you. Find out more today. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/member-benefits. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
The 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention begins unofficially today with their Day of Service chapters coming into the Madison area from all across the state a little early to dedicate some of their time and talent with the Dane County Park System, as well as building beds for the Sleeps in Heavenly Peace organization. Our summer intern, Aubrey Schlimgen, is going to be tagging along with them. Follow us, Midwest Farm Report, on Facebook. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 74 with scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into early Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows. Say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
June 11th through the 14th from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. Looks like a great week coming up weather-wise. But first, I have to make a public...
apology?
Well, not apology.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time.
It's not an apology. Okay, it's just that I was wrong. You don't apologize for being wrong, but I'm not...
Never. No. Who would do that?
But I wasn't totally wrong.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I've used that line.
Okay. Remember we were saying that I wrote the fight song for Kiwani?
Oh, yeah, the
when
storm.
When they switched from the Indians Riders to the storm? Kiwani is the storm.
Right. Yep.
Okay, and they sang it all the way down to the state championship
and they
game.
Won.
And they won. Okay.
That was a good story.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's not true, don't.
Well,
don't.
No, I'm not saying it's not true. Listen,
I kind of bragged you up a little
no,
bit.
No, just
and I seldom
Todd,
do
you're
that.
Gonna be the judge on this.
Okay,
so here is I've got a really great friend, Sarah Robbins, legendary name in Kiwani football. It's named after her dad, the field, her brother was phenomenal, the whole thing, okay? So here she sent me their fight song. No. So, okay. So
that's not even close.
Okay. Can I finish? Maybe.
Wow.
This is my culpa here. Okay. I said, oh, thank you. I lost the bet. I said on my radio show that I wrote the Kiwani fight song when the name change happened. She goes, who'd you make the bet with? I said, because I'll be honest with you, technically, I seem to remember that you did create some type of storm school song under Coach Kurt Flanton. I remember it being very funny. I said, yes, that's the one I wrote to the song Riders on the Storm of the Door. She goes, yes, I remember it. It was really funny.
No.
Todd?
I still think you're right.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to guess right now there's no way. Oh, no. I was going to say there's no way you're going to get that sound to stop on your phone.
Yeah, I know. I just basically turned my phone off. Yeah.
You did not write the Kiwani High School fight song.
I did.
You wrote a Kiwani,
yes.
Not the. That's the cool word.
Oh, so one word blows it, huh?
Well, he did. He said he wrote the Kiwani. He said
until
got it on tape. We got it on tape. And that is, you wrote, there are probably 100 people that wrote fight
no,
songs.
No, they played it on the bus, and that helped inspire them to a state championship.
See, there you go again. That's, I don't think that's.
I'm just telling you what they told me, Jim. I wouldn't make things up.
Oh, no. to promote yourself? No.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey,
oh, hey,
how's,
Brittany.
How's it going?
Good. Sorry, it's like when your parents fight in front of you.
I know. You came in and we're in the middle of a fight, so sorry.
If they get divorced, Brittany, don't blame yourself.
Right, no. I know, you kids always...
Was it me?
You kids always feel guilty. Don't. It's just, believe me, it was your father.
And I just be like, well, you didn't help. How are you, Brittany?
I'm fantastic. Had a good weekend. How about you guys?
Good, fantastic, right. Beautiful weekend.
Yeah, nice weekend.
Great time. Ran the bell in.
There you go. That's right up there with the fight song. Not even close. Yes. We had 8,000 people run the bell in, though, which is great. I enjoyed seeing all my friends. Yeah.
Do they run right past your house?
No. They used on Roosevelt and Eliza, they ran, but
okay.
Not where I live now.
All right.
They don't.
What'd you do, Brittany?
Not too much. I went out for a nice hike, some bike rides up off on Rim Mountain and stuff like that. But,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. It just rained Saturday morning and then everything was good. And this week feels fantastic. I'm loving the temperatures. I could keep it right here.
Yeah, I'm totally okay. If it doesn't get, you know, even that one day we had last week where it was like 85 or 90 and 70% humidity.
Yeah.
It took away all my want to go running and stuff. Yeah.
You know, Brittany,
absolutely.
I was thinking about you weather people this weekend. Do you track how many, what's that called when you like look up the weather, like downloads or whatever that's called? Anyway, because of the weddings going on, people must check the weather all the time. Because we had a friend who got married outside up in Door County. And people who get so stressed, and then you guys change it. It's like, oh, it looks great on Tuesday. This will be great. Sunny. This is awesome. Sunny, 77. And then it rains. You know what I mean? Like, go back to Tuesday or Wednesday. It was, like, going to be sunny.
I would never try. No, this is anything against you, Brittany.
Well, of course not.
No, I would never trust Wisconsin weather to schedule an extravagant outdoor wedding type thing without having a big tent standing by or something like that. I mean.
Maybe they did, but. I just want to tell you, my uncle, this was probably 20, well, it was longer than that, 25, 30 years ago. He had his daughter's wedding outside, built a Ferris wheel. It was awesome what he did. No backup. Zero. I'm like, Uncle Jim, what if it rains? It's not going to. And I'll tell you, it was a beautiful day, but he had zero backup, Johnny. Zero.
That's what I mean. But wait, let's go back to this. He built a what?
I said roller. I said Ferris. I meant a Ferris wheel. Did I say
you
Ferris?
Said a Ferris wheel.
Oh, Ferris wheel. That's what
you how, did, Ferris how do you build a Ferris wheel?
No, I don't know. There's 2x4s, 2x6s, and it was white. And he just did that for his daughter, and it was.
And it went up and around the whole thing. No.
It just was there. It was a stationary thing. But
oh,
still.
Well, that's okay.
What? That was a very cool
thing. That's like
thing.
Saying, oh, I built a spaceship. Really? Did you go to the outer space? Oh, no. It's just a lawn ornament.
I just remember. It was. It was all ripped yellow.
You know
and
what? Uncle Bob,
white.
I just lost a little cred from you. Come on.
Yellow
I mean,
and
you
white
own
ribbons.
The, you own the lumber company. Get all the lumber you want. And that's the best he could do.
It was like,
Uncle Bob, can we go on a Ferris wheel? Yeah, you can sit in it, but it doesn't go around.
Right.
Well, that's not a Ferris wheel. Shut up.
It was a great wedding. I was just like, wow, that.
Was he part of the group?
I would not do that. No. This was my mom's side. But anyway, it was a great wedding. But there's a lot of weddings going on. And this year, I guess there's still a little bit of that COVID hangover. People are still catching up on. They had weddings, but now they're having bigger celebrations. And a lot of the stuff is in barns, so they do have that. But I just.
Those are pretty cool, though.
Oh, man.
If I had a barn, if I lived on a farm and had a barn, I would absolutely turn that big barn into. I've been into a few of those, and I just think they're spectacular.
Yeah, I was on the front page yesterday. So, people, now you can make some bank, but
why don't we do that?
Because you got to get liquor licenses, and cities are like, I don't think so. So, I don't.
Could we put it in somebody else's name or something?
What's that?
Hey, how about this?
We already got the. I don't know if you've been listening, but we're making like a ton of money today, Brittany. Thanks for coming
out. Our ideas.
We already
have
the.
You want to know what's good on Bratwurst?
Oh, what?
Goat cheese.
Brittany, have you ever had a grat?
Yes, I have, of course.
Okay, so that's the goat cheese and brat.
Listen to me. I'm not giving up on this farm thing yet. Listen to me. Okay. So we turn the barn into that. You know what we do with the silo? A honeymoon suite. In the silo.
I like it.
We cut out big panels of glass. You just lay back. You look at the stars. Brittany?
I like it. I would do that. You're onto something.
I know.
Yeah.
Jim, think about this.
Bankruptcy is what he's on.
No, it's not. We could do this.
Between the shelters, the barn. Right.
No, we could do this.
No,
did you get your fat tire bike yet?
No, he didn't.
I've got.
He every time. I don't think he's one of those things where I don't think he really, really wants
I've
it.
I've gone there.
He's gone there three times and they're always closed. And their hours are posted. Everybody knows what their hours are. And John, even I called him on Friday. Why did I call you on Friday? We're going to go. I was going somewhere. And I'm like, hey, you want to. And he's like, oh, no, I can't. Oh, no, I was going to drop off some food for you. That's what it was. And you're like, oh, no, I can't do that. I got to go get my bike.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
So I go there so disappointed. They're closed.
Which I killed them. But
yeah. So today, I think.
They are open today.
So.
Yes, me too.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Okay.
But
then I'm tearing it up. I'm telling you, look out. I'm serious. Okay. I might just come by someday when you're working in Rib Mountain. Hey.
Brittany, I think we put it on you to find the date where we're going to meet up on the trail.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, it's got to be August because you don't even have your bike yet. So
yeah, but I'll get in shape in a hurry.
August? That seems too hot.
And then we'll have some people, some of our listeners who want to come with us. Okay?
Yeah. Well, should we wait till September?
No. I want to get a good sweat. I like a good glisten.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Glisten. Nobody says that.
Us
a good
women do.
Glisten.
Thank
we
you.
We glisten.
I want to get it's like a sheen.
Yeah.
Where you're just, sweat isn't like pouring down, but it's just your body. It's like somebody took, like God took a special spray bottle and spray bottled you.
You want to look like you're in the Top Gun movie when they're playing volleyball?
Yes.
Is that what you want?
In my jeans with no shirt and a wristwatch. Right. Yeah. Exactly. There you go.
Somebody bring the spray bottle. That's
serious.
The only way he's going to get his glisten on.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
That's what I'm going to do.
So, Brittany, it's going to get like, we're going to have one of those hot, humid weekends coming up again, right? Did I see that?
Yes, we are. We got today and tomorrow left in the nice, beautiful mid-70s. And then as soon as Wednesday and into the weekend, we're going into the low to mid-80s. And that humidity is going to be building. We're going to have some strong storms possible Wednesday night into Thursday. And then again, I think it's going to be mainly Saturday night into Monday. We're really going to get hit pretty hard there. So a wet, active weekend. Yuck.
What about, Saturday? Or Because Friday night, we kick off the Fridays on the Fox. You've been down here for that. And
what is that? I've never been there. Oh, man. What?
Okay. Did you ever go to Lambeau Field? I mean, Fridays on the Fox is a...
Were you like this to your kids? Were they like... Nah, nah, nah. A little bit. A little bit. Yeah. You remind me of the teacher at Charlie Brown. Yeah. Anyway, what is it? Is it music? Or is it fireworks?
No, no. That would be fireworks over the Fox. That's 4th of July, John.
Okay.
Friday's...
Boy, you're struggling with this. Just wait. Holy cow.
Fridays wow. on the Fox.
Right. Fridays on the Fox is different varieties of music every Friday evening. And it kicks off every year, which it, the first one is this coming Friday. I'm sure we'll talk about it. And it's Dueling Pianos, which is fun group to come and
you know watch. What we should do, though? You know what we should do? This is our summer of getting in great shape.
Well,
right?
It's a little late now, well, but.
No, okay. It's the first week of June. Okay. Don't be one of those people.
Yeah.
They've got that thing where you pedal the boat. Have you seen that park down here?
We
could do that. We could work out
too rough
and drink
here,
at the
I
same
think.
Time.
We tip over on here. I think this is, that current is moving a heck of a lot faster.
Well, they've
than
got
think.
It out there. People are using it. They use it for like bachelorette parties and things. Yeah. It's an actual boat, but you pedal the boat.
Is this like a group on there?
Yeah.
Or are you talking just a normal
no,
paddle
no, no, a
boat
group.
With like two
like
people?
Like a group. Like a group. There's like
yeah.
probably
okay.
a dozen people, maybe more.
Okay.
Are they drinking?
They have that
yeah.
there now? Wow.
Are you? They have it on
the
street.
Fox?
It's parked right out here. It's 100 feet away from us. I can run over and take a picture. I could run and take a picture during a commercial break. I will.
Okay.
I want to see.
Okay.
Is this new?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see that. We use those where it's just a bike that you paddle. And it's just you're on your own.
Yeah, no, this is nothing like that.
And we
this is
around.
Like a small yacht. It's almost the size of the old Foxy Lady.
It is not.
It is too.
Oh my god!
I'm telling you.
Okay, let's take this break and go out and take that picture. There's
yes.
no way the Foxy
yes.
Lady.
I'll go take
the
a
Foxy
picture.
Lady would.
Here it is. The Foxy Paddler. It's called the
Ooh.
Foxy Paddler. Although I'm not going to look that up. Google that. That might, you never know where that's going to go. Yeah. Just like when I did that for his honey pie.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
That didn't turn out well. Oh, I got things in our ticker. Foxy Paddler for Mike.
The Foxy Peddler is...
This is the paddler.
That goes through the streets.
Yes.
And I always get behind that thing, like always.
Yes.
Go slow.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe...
Got texture. It's a blast. We got to do that.
Man.
I'm telling you, Brittany, if you ever come to Green Bay for a week, you got.
I
we
think
all
after
go
this
that.
Bike ride,
yes.
I think after the bike ride, I'm just going to go back with you guys, and then we've got to do that.
Okay,
go on that. Absolutely,
I love it.
Okay,
think about a great workout, Jim.
Yeah, no, I it. Okay,
all right.
There best be a lot of people on there if you and I are on.
Are you? You're allowed to
people to carry us.
You're allowed to drink right? on the water, right? As long as you're not the pilot, the skipper.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we can have a beverage. There it is. Green Bay's party boat. Boat, no. Foxy Peddler. There it is. Right
wow.
there. Isn't that great looking? It's parked right behind us here.
That is it's a huge pontoon boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't remember I,
maybe
seeing
it's brand
that.
New. I don't know.
That's pretty cool. All right. We'll have a
now
party
do you believe
on there.
Me?
I do. I do. Todd confirmed it.
That would be right. a fun party boat. That would be a really yeah. fun party boat.
Right. I'm sure that's why they do it.
I'm in here and everybody's in.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Okay.
Hey, Brittany, were all the all the breakfasts on the farms, were they all this past Saturday?
Oh, I don't know if that started. I think it.
Oh.
Man.
Did it?
I don't know.
Well,
no,
I didn't know if there was like one day statewide where everybody did it the state day.
No,
oh, okay.
Manitowoc's was Saturday or Sunday, I mean. Do we have ours yet?
I don't know. But I do know. I've had a lot of people tell me you're right about the ostrich eggs.
That never happened.
No, it did happen.
Oh, it did.
They served them. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well.
I just can't remember the exact one that was at. They did. Jim, I wouldn't lie
about
dreams, this.
And then he brings his dreams to work. So, anyway.
But Brittany, can you stick around? We got to talk about the weather and stuff.
I know. I want to talk.
Yeah. We got a lot of stuff
a lot
to talk
of events
about
coming up. And I just.
Hey, have you seen that movie, Brittany?
There's just
Brittany.
A lot of stuff that the pressure's
Brittany,
on you, Brittany.
Brittany.
Oh, God.
I saw the previews. Yes. Did you see that? Maybe it's Netflix. The movie about the tsunami?
I did. I didn't see it yet, but I saw the previews.
Oh,
too.
That on my list. Freaky. We got to send a quick break. We got to talk.
Yes.
You're listening.
listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mano the Mayor here. And a good looking Monday morning with Brittany Merlot. Brittany, we're talking about the thing. I think it's Netflix. They're previewing it about a movie about the tsunami that happened. Could we have one of those in the United States? Because that's got to be about the scariest thing to try to outrun that there is.
It definitely is. It's terrifying. So you just get some sort of big disturbance. It could be like even like a volcano underwater. Right. It could be anything like that. And it just kind of slams those waves to shore. So, I mean, it could happen on our shorelines. I know that if you go to Alaska, you see tsunami signs everywhere. Get to higher land, escape route, stuff like that. And it's eerie just seeing those signs.
Where is that?
And you look around.
Where do you see those signs?
Alaska.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Alaska is very interesting. They have a lot of tides, you know, and they have these big river lakes that will be filled in during the day. And then at night or when the tides go out, they're completely dry. It is a whole different world up there.
Well, that's where
they've never been. Try to go.
I've been to Alaska twice, but for basketball tournaments. So I never had a chance to really explore and have fun. But in the previews with that tsunami, they show that little girl on the dock. She's like, Daddy, where did the water go? And people are like, what? And then they look, and it's like hundreds and hundreds of yards, no water in the ocean.
The chills. Just thinking of that.
Right, yeah. Oh, my God. I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
So with those tsunamis, like, it is like an earthquake. It's something that happens to cause the tsunami. Like, what kind of warning can you give the people on the land? Like, is it hours? Is it, like, 12 hours?
According to this, it was, like, hardly any.
Yeah,
if it's based on facts.
Where that disturbance or big movement was, you know, if it's way in the middle of the ocean, it's building, you've got time, may not even make it to you, but if it's closer to land, stuff like that, or even if an iceberg falls into the water, that could be enough to kind of send some bigger waves towards shore. Disastrous, but yeah, that movie looks scary. And I know that I've heard some people that have watched it, they're tough. They get through a lot. And it's also one of those, you can't have a weak stomach watching this one because it is real. It is showing you.
Yeah, it's actually based on the actual thing that happened.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So, crazy.
Brittany, we're talking about the weather and all these events, weddings.
By the way, we got a thing here. Shawano County Breakfast on the Farm is June 23rd.
Okay, June 23rd. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know, I'm sure about this weekend. I thought Green Bay's, maybe Brown County. Anyway, all these events, right? The weddings, breakfast on the farm, farmers markets. Does the weather go, is it quicker this time of year? Like the storms last like maybe 45 minutes versus raining all day, or doesn't that make a difference? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it,
sure,
can we wait it out or do we have to rent a barn?
Well, that's going to change like situation by situation, but I do think, you know, spring and summer, you get more of the thunderstorm, that 45 minute kind of thing rolling through, or the lines of storms coming through, or at first it's crazy, but then you get the widespread rain behind it. So it's really situation by situation. But let's say, for example, you're in the afternoon and you've got that heat and humidity and you're going to get the storms firing up anywhere. Well, those are going to be quick.
Right.
But if you've got that big system, that low pressure moving in and it's stalling over the area and continuing to give the cloud cover and scattered rain, that's going to take a little bit longer. So for example, tomorrow, it'll be moving through pretty quick. Wednesday night to Thursday, that should be pretty quick. But as we go into the weekend, when you've got a warm front draping over the area on Sunday, that's going to be an all day kind of thing. Oh. Cold front on Monday, kind of quick.
Hey, so are you
a situation by situation?
Yeah. Are switching gears here a little bit. By the way, Kewaunee County's is this Sunday.
Okay.
On Father's Day. Okay.
I knew there was.
Are you a rock hound kind of person at all?
How did you know?
Are you?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Because Ed the Diver was up in the UP this weekend and brought back some of those Uper rocks, they call them.
The Uper lights.
Yes, the Uper lights.
Yep. Took the UV black light on them and they light up all orange crazy. Yes. I have a couple of those myself.
Oh, do you have I've never actually seen one in action.
Yeah. I'm going to send you one.
Okay.
I'm going to send you one.
Awesome.
Yep.
There's a really huge thing that people go up there to collect. People from all over the world go to collect those. What are they exactly? Do you know?
They're taking them all.
I know, right?
I believe it's some sort of volcanic rock. Now, I could be a little off there, but whatever those little things are that glow in the UV light is the rare part of the volcano, I guess, or the ash or something.
Yeah, I really want to see one.
Well, that's cool.
You ever heard of them, Jim?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's a really cool thing. Up there, they just call them Uper rocks.
Yep.
People find them. People from the lower Michigan and every place go up to...
But then you have to have a black light.
Here's the guy thing here. What are uprolites? These seemingly normal gray rocks are rich with fluorescent sodalite and glow a vibrant orange and yellow under UV light. If you've enjoyed looking for rocks during the day, wait until you try finding them at night. So people walk around, I guess, with a black light, right?
Well, that would be more fun. Sure than, yeah.
Right, because you can't tell what they are until you've got that.
Trust me, I've tried during the day with the UV light up close. You can't see anything.
No.
You got to go at night, and it's so awesome. You see it just glowing, and you get excited, and you grab it. It's an experience.
And then you bring those to your house, and where you put them next to the Elvis poster?
Yep.
Wow.
Todd, what's up with him today?
We did this really nice show for him on Friday.
Beautiful show.
Had Elvis here.
Had Elvis.
Right, the whole thing.
An original composition.
And everybody would put those black lights over the Elvis poster. So he would,
glow.
So he would.
Did you put one over your Farrah Fawcett poster?
No, that never. That was in glass.
All right. Wow. Wow. I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be cool to have like a terrarium. And have those in there and have the black light so it'd be lit up all day. Wouldn't that be cool, Brittany?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Be very cool.
You could even probably put it in a fish tank, too.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, fish tank type thing.
And
Do
you have black light on?
Yeah.
And you look at the rocks?
Yes.
After you look at them, they don't move. I mean, like, fish is different, right? Because they're swimming around. You would really do that? Put a black light in an aquarium with rocks and just look at them?
Yes.
What do you smoke? Oh, back to that. I was going to say. It always goes there. It's Nugani. I just tried to be part of it.
Brittany, give us a week-long forecast, please.
Yes. Beautiful and sunny today into those upper 60s, low 70s. Tomorrow, same kind of story. Pretty nice out there, mid-70s. We will have a cold front pushing through, though. So after about two or three, some showers, scattered storms into the evening. Those ones, by the way, Jim, will be the quick ones.
All right, good.
Those will move on out of here. Then for Wednesday, we're actually going to start off nice, beautiful, sunny, not too bad. By Wednesday night into Thursday morning, that's when the next cold front pushes through. Some more scattered showers and storms. Nothing too crazy at the moment, but that's the one I do want to keep an eye on for severe potential. And then we're good. We're great. We're into those 80s. The humidity's building. But a lot of the rain holds off until Saturday night.
Awesome.
And then into Sunday. So mainly Sunday is going to be the active day.
Friday on the Fox.
And then it's Monday.
Great weddings, farmers markets. We're good.
Doing our Brittany. Peddling thing down the Fox.
All right. Well, yeah.
Damn right. Brittany, you're awesome.
Start our own tsunami.
I'll send you a picture of my bike today. I'll send you a picture of my bike.
All right.
Woohoo! Go get it.
All right. Yes, sir. Quick break. Mine and the mayor back after this.
You're going to set me on fire.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Joe Zepecki here to talk about Project 2025, two women on the opposite side of the abortion issue, and a way to make flying a little more enjoyable. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.